From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight. Grateful to be alive, to be here. Speak to us. Help us on this journey called life in Christ. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. You may be seated. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. And verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 11. The Bible said, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happeneth to them all. I want to read it again. Words of wisdom from King Solomon. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time. Somebody say time. And chance, somebody say, and chance happeneth to them all. Wow, we're seeing that under normal circumstances. If you are not swift, you can't win the race. If you're not strong, you cannot win a battle. If you are not wise, you cannot have, if not wise, you can't have bread to eat. If you don't have understanding, you can't be rich. If you don't have a skill, you can't receive favor. But apart from this, aside all of this, time and chance happens to everybody. You see, everybody has the time, everybody gets the chance. So you can't say that you are not strong. That is why you didn't do well. You were not strong, but you had the chance to be strong. You didn't have understanding. That is why you are not rich, but you had a time to gain some understanding. So there's no excuse. Whether you are strong, whether you are swift, whether you have understanding, whether you have skill and all of that, time and chance is also available. You see, most of that people like to see people who have gone ahead. Then instead of trying to find out how you can catch up and at least also do something, we tend to make excuses. But remember, time and chance. That's another determinant. Time and chance. It happens to everybody, whether you have skill or not, whether you have understanding or not, whether you are strong or not, whether you are wise or not. So tonight, I think Sunday mornings, we're looking at speed, swiftness. Tonight, I want to look at the second determinant, which is strength. So Sunday mornings, we do speed. Wednesday evenings, we do strength. Strength determines the quality of your leadership. Number one, Your strength will determine the quality of your leadership. Strength will determine the quality of your leadership. Strength will determine the quality of your leadership. Now, the Bible says, nor the battle to the strong. Now, when we say the quality of your leadership, you should not be mistaken to think that if you are not in leadership position, then this does not really apply to you. Everybody is a leader. Yeah. Everybody is a leader. Otherwise, then we will say that, okay, this verse, again, does not apply to many people. You are a leader of yourself. So it takes strength to win the self-advancement battle. Yeah. Many people are at the level they are at, including you, because you are not strong. If you were strong, you would have been a little ahead than where you are now. It's because you're weak, that's why. It's true. It takes strength to be a leader. I tell you, I say it takes strength to not mind your child father and lead yourself. No, it takes strength to lead yourself. Your strength will determine the quality of your leadership. Because there's so many things in this life. It's a battle. If you are going to give in to emotions, those of you who are very emotional. Some of you need some slaps. I tell you. You are weak like a chicken. And that's the excuse you always have not to rise up and do something in life. The battle is for the strong. To be a good leader. To put yourself through school. Through life. Through Christian life. Coming every day. Doing things for God. It takes strength, though. You can't be a weak person and be a successful Christian. No. You have to lead your body also. Those of you who have remote controls, you should take it and spoil it. Take out the batteries. Your life is a reflection of the quality of your leadership by virtue of your strength. Yeah. I say your life is a reflection, it's a mirror of the quality of your leadership by virtue of your strength. If you can't pass primary school type of life, where you live, if you prosper, it depends on your strength. It is not written in the Bible that you have to live in the ghetto. Let bring that Bible, let me see. That says that you must live in a ghetto. It is the quality of how you lead yourself. Yes. That determines your strength.
is what will determine the quality. You be in ghetto, you give birth to children in the ghetto, your children will be in the ghetto, everybody is ghetto.
Your mind also becomes ghetto mind.
No, you ask yourself, as you've been coming to church, how far have you taken yourself? Many people don't link your Christian life to the quality of your life.
The quality of your life, the quality of your leadership depends on your strength.
All the confusion in your life is because you're not strong. Yeah? That is why I had a boss in Europe. The lady said she doesn't want any children. She bought a dog. Yeah? Simple. You can't take care of a child. So she has money. She just bought, is it puppy chow you call it? What do you call it? Puppy chow? Puppy chow. Puppy chow. Is that by the dog chow? Puppy and dog chow. Bones that have been created, not real bones. Plastic bones. It's dog. When you're fed up of a dog, you let the dog go. One day I got fed up with a dog in my house. I called the people and said, please come and take the dog away. I don't like the dog anymore. It's simple. You can't do that to a human being. Don't make excuses because of your children. That's why you don't look good. That's why you can't buy clothes for yourself. Who told you to make children? Who asked you to make children? Buy a dog. Chihuahua. Your strength will determine the quality of your leadership. Your quality of leadership is also what you are and who you are. Whether you drive a car or not, it's strength. It's strength. Let me tell you, even if you go to the bank for a loan, they look at your age. I don't know what the blue and the red people do here, but in proper places, except your loan is not a long-term loan. If you're going for mortgage, let's say mortgage. Mort is dead. Gage is engagement. Dead engagement. Dead contract. If you're going to pay a mortgage for 25 to 30 years, you can't be 50 years and go for mortgage. No. A bank that will give you mortgage at the age of 50, I don't believe the bank. The bank is not a good bank. No. Because by the time you are in short term, Linden Town Week loan, 40,000, you pay it in 6 months. That's a not mortgage. It's in your 20s that they will gladly make you sign it for 25 to 30 years. They're looking for strength. They're looking for strength. Looking for slaves who work for them for the next 25 to 30 years. Not old geezers. What do you want old geezer for? Yeah, today you are suffering from arthritis. You can't go to work. Sick leave. All kinds of things. How can a bank get money when every day you are calling in sick? When it rains, you can't move because your bones are hurting you. Strength. Strength determines the quality of your leadership. And don't think that it is only those of us who are in leadership positions are actually leaders. You are also a leader of every aspect of your life. Yeah. The immoral side of you. You are responsible for it. You're weak, that's why. You're weak. Yeah, you can't stay up between 12 and 1. You sleep, you doze up, you can pray. Yeah. It's not a time of the night, too. You are weak. And that reflects, you see, so it doesn't make you do so many things. So you look at it. If you were ever to come full time, you sleep. You sleep. If between 12 and 1 to pray, you sleep 2 times or 3 times. And so, oh, Bishop, please forgive me. I didn't hear my alarm. You didn't hear your alarm. Your strength will determine the quality of your leadership, and you are a leader of your life. Your poverty depends on your strength. How well you are able to discipline your money spending. Yeah. And many of you, when you see money, you forget about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Money speaks to you. And then you tell yourself, oh, I mean, so I should suffer. Why should I suffer? I'm working too hard for my money to suffer. That's why poverty is right next to you. Yeah. You don't understand how people spend money and spend money on mere friends who don't do anything for them. Oh, come, let me go along. By the time you come back, you have spent money not on yourself, but also on the friend who is not contributing to your life in any way. Just a sponge. Strength is a determinant. If you are weak, there are so many areas of your life that you'll be suffering from. You'll be sad. The Bible says in Psalm 110 and verse 1, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. It takes strength. It takes strength. You see, even to make a decision, to take a decision, to make a decision, it takes strength to take decisions. Many people are not able to make decisions. They go along with bad flows. They say, yeah, hey, and the one that cuts my intestines is when they say, I know. I feel like you are cutting my inside with that statement. I know. You know, you don't know nothing. You can't say no. You cannot say no. You can't say no. You can't. You are so weak, you can't say no. It's only after that. Whatever, that's why you feel bad. You are not going anywhere. I say you are not going anywhere. This race is for the strong, not for chicken. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Hey, how can you make decisions in the midst of your enemies? It's because sometimes if you say this, somebody will say something. When you go this way, they say, why are we doing this? When you do this, they say, there are ways. So if you are not strong, you say, you know what? I don't want any problems. Let me just be quiet. Those of you who stay quiet, you are weak. It's true. If you are surrounded by your enemies, the best thing to do is to be quiet. But the quietness means that you are also weak. You don't want confrontation. You can't handle it. You can't handle it because if confrontation comes, you may easily behave like you're a mad person. Before you take cutlass and knife and be cutting people into pieces. Chopping people. Chopping. I like the word chopping. Yeah. No, many of you, when you get into confrontations and arguments, you keep quiet. It's because you are weak, that's why. You can't realistically reason. You can't reason and talk and speak out and speak your feelings and make your point. That's why even in class, you can't ask questions. You are very weak. You don't want to say anything for anybody to say, what kind of foolish question is that? Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. It takes strength. Many people are unable to do so many things because they are afraid. They are afraid of what people will say. They are afraid of the reaction. They are afraid, okay, so what about if it doesn't work? Those are the things that doesn't make people rise up, make decisions and rise up. So what about if I leave this guy and nobody comes for me? And so what? So you are just there. Nobody comes for you, and so what? You just be on a shelf and you expire. And so what? A lot of things expire. Yeah. So what's the problem? Yeah. Yeah. I had almost about 2 hours fellowship with Gabriel this afternoon. Yeah. And for once, he was answering my questions about so many different things. Yeah. Well, you marry and so what? If you're not going, and so what? Are you the only one who has married? Why is that marriage? Why is that? Why is that relationship one of your weakest? There's something wrong with you. Why is it that a girl is your weak point? A boy is your weak point. Without a boy, you can't live. There's no weak that you can't live without. You're weak. Yeah. And this, you will not turn out well because of that weakness. Because life is a battle. And it's only the strong that wins the battle. And you can't say, I'm not strong, because time and chance also happens to you also. Anything that you say is not an excuse to stay behind if you are strong. Has anything you say? You didn't go to a good school? You know how many people do not go to good schools and they do well? Your mother didn't have money, your father didn't have money. So what about you? You don't have money. What about you? What did you do? Yeah. Time and chance. If you are weak, the quality of your life will show it. Number two, I finished preaching already. It's late. Strength determines your ability to fight against your enemy. I'm not talking about your neighbor. Your neighbor is not your enemy. Your child father is your enemy. I hate child fathers. I don't like child mothers and child fathers, I tell you. It's too. They make life too complex, man. Come on. Yeah. I'll say it out until I get some percentage of people to believe in what I'm preaching about. Faith come, I would say it. Why do you like trouble like that? Are you looking for somebody to help you take care of your child? Where's the banner you sex with? Where's the banner? Where's that flyer? It's not fair. But you like unfairness, that's why. He's in Nigeria. Okay, why don't you also go into Nigeria? Hey, they fixed the light. Okay. It's too powerful. Yeah. We'll turn it off again. We'll see whether they will come. They don't want to give us light around it. Strength determines your ability to fight against your enemy. We have an enemy who is not wasting time. We have an enemy who is always exercising his muscles and his strength. You are the one who's always sleeping and saying that God understands. Always saying God understands. Always saying that one day, someday, we shall overcome. We shall overcome. We have to overcome now. Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 6. Strength determines your ability to fight against your enemy. If you don't have strength, don't fight an enemy. You know, in our society, for some of you who live in areas, some areas, if you, I think it happened, was it East Ramveld? We had some issues there some a year or two ago where somebody went to shoot somebody and then the person's brother also retaliated, also went to shoot. It became like, shoot me, I shoot you. You know, spray. They kill you, you kill me. You kill me, I kill you. So it's like, if you dare shoot somebody who has support, then you too, you'll be shot. So you don't touch them. There are some people you don't try them. You don't touch them. If you are not strong, you don't fight an enemy. And we are all, Bible says that we wrestle not with flesh and blood. All of us have an enemy. So you better wake up and become strong. Yeah, and strength comes from, you know, strength comes from a lot of conscious exercise. Yeah, no, to be strong, you have to consciously build yourself up. Yeah. Strength doesn't drop from the skies. You have to fortify yourself. You have to make yourself strong. You have to find, how do I make myself strong to make it through life? I tell you, many people, you hear stories, people who go to jail, and then they, after jail, they turn out to become very successful in life. Some people, they grew up in a gang or something like that. Before I realize they shoot up, they become this. It's the enemy of life to bring you down, to keep you down. If you are not strong, so you are from Isla Penitent, so you can't do well. What do you mean by that? What are you saying by that? You are from Warlock, and good things never come out of Warlock. What do you mean by that? You can be in Warlock and go to Queen's College if you want to. Yeah, you can go to Queen's. In fact, when you go to Queen's College and then your friends say, I want to come and visit you. So, no, I'm not home this weekend. I said, don't come. I'm traveling this weekend. we are going to Disneyland, Paris, Florida, Miami. You won't be there this weekend. You are lying because you don't want them to come to Warlock. But people from certain areas can also become somebody. Don't let those stereotypes keep you down in life. You are from East Ramveld, you are from this place, you are from that place. So what? God hates you or something. God, time and chance happens to everybody. Isaiah 28 verse 6 says that, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. Not away from the gate, to the gate. Yeah, enemy's gate. It's like, I'm bringing the battle to your house. It takes people who are strong to take battle to people's homes. You don't go to somebody's house to fight them all. By law, you are wrong to start with. If you enter somebody's yard and go and fight, we don't even have to. By law, you are wrong. Yeah. If anything happens to you, it's your fault. you don't go and fight somebody in their house. Yeah, if you come to your yard, I mean, you are guilty. If you go to God, you can't make it. Yeah. But he says what? And for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. If I meet you in town and I'm fighting you, I'll fight out until you enter into your house. So that's like an overpowering type of sign.
Bring it on.
Yeah. I'll fight you out. You enter through your gate. I'll take the fight to your gate. You know that some people, if you fight them, wherever they see you, they'll fight you. The fight goes on for months. Yes. We live to fight another day, isn't it? You fight them, but now we, is all that song say. Yeah. No, that's something you don't want to fight them on. No, 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 no. And you see that the cousin, the auntie, the uncle, all of them come inside the fight. Hey, legs all over the place. You have to move from the area. They will bring the fight to your gate. Hey! Family fight. They don't care who is right or wrong. As long as you touch their family, they're coming for you. That's what the verse is explaining. If you don't have this type of strength, you don't fight an enemy. Yeah. When the Japanese destroyed Pearl Harbor. Hey. Nagasaki. Is it where? Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Nuclear bombs. Atomic bomb. They destroyed the place. It's like, you have come to touch us? Pearl Harbor? You brought the battle to my gate? You know who I be? You will regret from today. They regretted, I tell you. The battle was taken back to their doorstep also. Atomic bombs that have not been used before. I tell you that the effect was long past the air, the place. It was you can see. Hey, Charlie, no, you don't fight an enemy if you are not strong. You don't. You don't take some people to court because the lawyers will be on your case. You fight the court case for years. There are some cases in court, it's going on for years. There's no guilty or no guilty. It's going on. It's like the person has money to pay lawyers to fight you. No, if you don't have money, don't take people to court. Yes, you know what? All right. Okay. Peace. Okay. Peace. It's safe. Give me a pound. It's safe. No court. Your money will finish. Your strength determines your ability to fight against your enemy. A good fight is a worthy fight, isn't it? Strength determines a person's ability to persist in a fight. Persisting in the fight. The devil does not give in so easily. If there's one thing that I can recommend or praise the devil for just a second for, it's his ability to not give in to fight. He knows he's lost. Who fights when they know that they've lost? By the time he starts, he knows he's defeated. Yet he will come. Yeah, but we are not like that. If you see that the thing is very big for you, say, hey, no, this one, no, nah. No, I enable. You say I enable straight away. The devil doesn't say, one of the things the devil doesn't say is I enable. It doesn't exist in his kingdom. He will try and then experience it, ain't able, and then he will go and then try again. He knows that this thing he can't, but he still tries it. And we will see a Goliath and say, you know what? No, it's too big for me. I can't make it. No, I don't. But I ain't stupid, you know. No, meanwhile, no problems. Meanwhile, get beat up. Meanwhile, no problems. No. It doesn't work like that. Amen. Last one for tonight. Your strength determines whether your enemy will attack you or not. Your strength determines whether your enemy will attack you or not. If you don't want the devil to attack you, you should be strong. Because when he knows you are strong, he won't try your attack. You know, there are some Christians among us. When the devil is not happy, when the devil wants to laugh, it is you who comes to trouble. You make the devil laugh. So when he wants to laugh, he said, "Demons, come, let me go. I know somebody." And then they will come and they will trouble you and they do this, do that, and then you become depressed. You become angry. Your whole day is spoiled. I mean, you nobody wants. Some of you say, "You know what? I want to talk to nobody." And you start cutting your hand. Don't cut you. Cut your throat. Cut here. Cut here. Cut here. Yeah. If you don't know how to do it, call me. I'll show you how to do it. Yeah, get away from here. Cut your throat. Yeah. Don't cut your handle. Cut your throat.
Cut your throat one time.
Yeah. If you don't know, you call me. 681-7798. Call me. I'll show you. I can even come and do it for you if you like. Yeah, free. I won't charge you. Yeah, steps to cut your own throat. Number one. Putting up things on your status and your that you are giving up in life. Don't talk. Do it. Just do it. Do it. Let's see. Do it now. You mad woman. Action is better speed of it. Status and take Facebook and all that. It's bluffing. It's bluffing. You are too weak. Yeah, Carl Bishop. Huh? Carl Bishop. Me, the devil can never make me say I'll kill myself. Kill myself? Why? He should kill himself rather, not me. Yeah. You put blood on your status. You want people to message you and say, get what's going on? Stop that rough deck. Kill yourself one time. I like blood pudding, so maybe you are trying to give me recipes for my lunch. Don't bring yourself. Yeah. You should be strong. Don't leak your emotions. Yeah. Stop behaving like a chicken and announcing to the whole world when whatever you are going through, everybody has to know. It's weakness. Me, I don't do status. I don't have time to waste. I am not going to allow social media to take me on a roller coaster. Everything they create, they want to make people use it for nonsense and things. I don't have time. You know, status takes time. Facebook alone takes time. You have come to add status and all kinds of things. I don't have time. Yeah. Sometimes when I go to Messenger, then you see people start messaging me. Then I go out. I said, I just came here to see who doesn't know me and I send message here. I didn't come here to chat. Status. Your status. I realized that those with, if you open up the status, some people, they have a lot of stuff. So the things are small. I learned it the other day. Michael S. Go. On 21st November, it was a you won, right? Me, if you go to my status, one big one like that. You don't. Even 1 second won't come, we'll finish. And then you will not see anything but me and Abel, I fed up. Oh, this, oh, that, all kinds of things. You lying on the bed. You put in your status. You brush your teeth, you put on your status. You get some food to eat, you put on your status. I saw somebody do Facebook Live of the TV in a hotel room. So the person has never been to a hotel room before. So now they are lying down on the bed in the hotel room and they feel so excited that they put their phone on Facebook Live and then they take a picture of the room with the TV and everything. Facebook Live. When you are strong, the enemy doesn't play with you. He knows he can't touch you. He had to come and negotiate for Job because he realized that as for Job, there's a thick hedge of protection around him. He knew it. He had gone to check before. He realized that, no, this guy, I can't touch him. So before I can touch him, let me just go and speak to Ibaz man. He knew it. You don't play with Job at all. When he knows that, he doesn't come. Devil can't do nothing to me. No matter how devil he is. Can't happen. No. If he could, he would have done it a long time ago. That is what gives me hope. So, oh, Charlie, this guy, if he could have done it, I won't be here today. So let you rest yourself. I want to put on my status. Oh Lord. Why me? I hope you are learning something. It's weakness that makes you expose all those things. You can't be a preacher. You can't have those emotions and come on stage and come and preach. When you're a preacher, you're almost like you're a robot. You don't have feelings. If you don't have money, it doesn't even touch you. Some of you, when you don't have money, it shows on your face. When you don't come to church, we know it's because you don't have money. That's why you didn't come. But I will think that I will come to church whether I'm broke or not. I will find an excuse. Even if I drive and I don't have gas, I will just say, oh, my car, there's a problem with my car. That's why I'm walking. I just feel like walking today. I'm just exercising. I'll never let the devil be happy that there's no gas in my vehicle. And therefore, I can't do something that I have chosen to do with my life every week. No. He, the devil, he'll bring gas and put it in my vehicle the next day. He said, he would tell his people, he said, you know what? Gas or no gas, this guy. So, you put the gas in his vehicle. Let him move about. Isaiah 27 verse 5 says that, oh, let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me. Let him smell my strength. So that he'll say, you know what? Basman, me want problems, you know. Me want no problem. Me want problem. I like peace. You like peace because you smelled. You smell the strength that a person possesses. The enemy smelled the strength. He saw through. He realized that this guy, no way. Nothing can keep him down. They say you can't keep a good man down. Is that what they say? You can't keep a good man down. Are you a good man? Are you a good woman? Can the devil keep you down? Can the devil look at your address and say, not that address, let's go to the next door? When you are strong, you get good dreams. Your dreams are too bad. Why do you always, somebody always chasing you? Somebody always pressing you down? Why don't you also press them down also? Just get up and press them down too. Say, hey, today, I am going to press you down. I feel like when you press me down, it's your turn to be pressed down today. Yeah, I always press you down. Today, I press you down. Ah. Every week you get some bad dream. Every year some bad dream you get. It's always something. Because there's no strength. So the devil knows who to touch. If you are strong, you get good dreams. Yeah, cows will never chase you. Yeah, no cow will chase you in your dreams. When you wake up sweating like a pig. Yeah, cold sweat. You jump out of your sleep and say, why? Wow. Yeah, the devil enjoyed troubling you. You lie down, you tossing up. You toss up. And then when you go to your exam, I couldn't sleep last night. At all. You can't sleep. Hey, I don't remember the last time I couldn't sleep. I asked for sleep. Yeah. I forced to wake up, rather. Yeah. I forced to wake up. Yeah. Sometimes even it's a problem to wake up. You see that? I'll be going through my messages. You see that the phone will fall on my chest like that. Pa. Hey, hold on. I'm reading. Okay, don't fall out of my hands like that. I take it back. And I'll reply one. And pop. I say, all right, I give up. It's sleep time. Oh. Yeah. Sleep is for his beloved. Every year you have complaint. Every month there's complaint. Every week there's complaint. Why? The devil has not smelled. Said, let him take hold of my strength. Let him feel me and feel my strength that he may make peace with me. When he smells how strong I am, Yeah, man. Everything good? Yeah, man. Yeah. Watch ya. You will not go certain areas. And that's what it is. For example, if a guy is doing and you are strong, next time he sees you, he will never do that again. I'm not even talking about being rude or disrespectful. Sometimes you have to even be bold. You have to go. When he says, just go. So what can I do for you? You want sex? Is sex you want? Come sex me. Come sex me. All right, just sex right now. Is sex you want? Yeah. You got manners. You see girls, you doing, you a dog. Yeah, you're a dog trainer or something. Something wrong. Finish. That's how he sees you. Say, yeah, sister. Yeah, sister. Because he felt your strength. Yeah. Some of you make the men, you make them even get proud. Yeah. No. You say, okay, me too, I'll do. Yeah. Let them take hold of your strength. So they'll make peace. When he calls you, you go. Yeah, don't. So What can I do for you? Yeah. What do you want? Say, what, you don't have manners? Wait. Ask him, what's your name? How old are you? You're too big for these things.
Stand to your feet, let me close. Let them feel your strength, you know. They'll make peace with you. Yeah. Your strength will determine whether your enemy will leave you alone or not. Yeah. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for tonight. We're grateful. I pray the Lord we will strengthen ourselves. We can't fortify ourselves. Bible says that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue builds himself. May we build ourselves to the extent that the enemy will even smell us from afar and will pass our homes, our properties, our children, anything that belongs to us, the enemy will pass it by because he knows how strong we are and he dare not wake us up because he will regret it. Thank you for revealing strength to us. Strength will help us. The battle is for the strong indeed. And we are strong. We are strong, Lord. We can handle it. We can overcome. We shall overcome. And we'll make it. Thank you, Father, for tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. You're here tonight. You're not saved. You're not born again. You want to say, Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus Christ. If you're here like that, wherever you are, just lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. Bishop, I want to give my heart to Jesus Christ. I need Jesus. I want the lion from the tribe of Judah in my heart and in my life. I want to give my heart to God tonight. You're here like that. Just your right hand. I want to pray with you. Just your right hand. Just your right hand. Right hand up high so I can see. I can see. Once I see it, I'll pray with you. If I don't see it. Yeah, God bless you. I see the hand. God bless you. God bless you. You lifted up your hand. I want to ask you to come. Kevin, is that your friend? Ask him to come. Come, come. From Walla, come. Come, clap for that. I think there are two people. Oh, are you clapping? God bless you. God bless you. What's your name?
Elijah.
Elijah. What a shock. You should be sleeping in a church, you know. You look like you shy. It's like you're in a wrong place. You nervous. Look at you. I'm sure when you get out there, you pull your pants down. Elijah, this is where you belong. Where do you live? Where? Walak. Kevin. We are taking Walak by storm, you know. Yeah. Jackman was supposed to do that job. He didn't do it. Yeah. This is a Walak church. We have to write in front of the church. Church of the Walak. Yeah. The only Walak people is come here. Those of you who live in high income places, please. St. Pius. This is for Walakians. What's your name, my sister? Christelle. Are you also from Walak? What a shock! You get gone? You get gone? You got gone? You got gone? Gone? You know what I'm talking about? Hey, Charlie, it's a blessing, isn't it? God is really doing something in Walak. Some people think that people from there will never go to church. Yeah. So it's a miracle. It takes one person, one faithful person, he said all the rest will come. God bless you guys for encouraging your friends to come to church. Amen.
Wow. Hey, you want to go already? Why you go? You want to go do business or what? Elijah? You want to go to heaven by a whirlwind? American gangster. Man. Why, no? You are a Guyanese gangster. Elijah, how old are you? You shy? You're not shy, oh. Look at me. You're 19. I won't size you up. You watch me. That is watching. Close your eyes. Let's pray. It's a simple prayer. Lift up your two hands. Is it Lisa? Crystal. Crystal and Elijah, lift up your two hands. Church, let's pray together as I lead Crystal and Elijah to the Lord. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, the only Lord in the heavens above and on the earth beneath. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I invite Jesus into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Father. By this prayer, I am born again. My life has changed. I am a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. I believe I'm now a child of God. And my name is in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.